He calls himself an Afghan-born American, an ex-Muslim immigrant, vegan beefcake, and most lovable teddy bear.
There's another sign that I had as basically the father of all love bombs.
Nemat Sadat, aka vegan, beefcake, love bomb, teddy bear, is a jovial sort. He speaks 19 to the dozen. When I spoke to him for Audio Express, he was on a high. His novel, The Carpet Weaver, had just come out in India. He was on book tour in Delhi. He'd had a birthday party with vegan cake and champagne. A few years ago, it wasn't quite so sunny.
I was forced out of my job at the American University of Afghanistan teaching political science. I was told not to return back for the following academic year.
Sadat is gay and was too out there for the taste of the powers that be in a country like Afghanistan where Islamic Sharia law prevailed. But then Sadat did something unprecedented. He went on Facebook and posted, "Yes, I'm proud to be gay, Afghan American, and Muslim."
I had nothing left to lose.
It created a huge stir.
Really broke the taboo on homosexuality in Afghanistan because I really became the first person from Afghan native origin to come out.
He faced scurrilous attacks and threats and scandalous gossip linking him to a famous warlord nicknamed Bulldozer.
He's known to keep many wives and also keep boys. And they were saying that that Nemat said he wrote a romantic love letter to me that he, when it comes to keeping gays, that he wants to be, I want to be his only gay object or gay boy toy or whatever.
He was unfazed.
The only thing I think I could have disparaged my reputation was to, after I did come out, maybe go back into the closet and say, you know what, I'm not really gay. Naturally, that is what my father wanted me to do. And I said, no. So I chose being an advocate for the LGBT community in Afghanistan and the Muslim world at the expense of not keeping relationship with my father.
Sadat was born in Kabul the year the Soviets invaded, though his mother moved with her children to the U.S. when they were five from Germany, where his father had been posted as ambassador.
And we were rejected because, like, you didn't come from Afghanistan or from a refugee camp in Pakistan or elsewhere.
So they stayed.
We were illegal. On top of all the other identities that I have, I'm also was a illegal alien for many years until we got a green card and became naturalized citizen as an adult.
So that's sitting in California, he grew up with a surreal sense of what it meant to be Afghan American. After 9/11, Afghanistan became America's public enemy number one.
You know, when I came of age as an adult, after September 11th, my adopted land going to war with my homeland, these American warcraft and, you know, looking, hunting down for, Osama bin Laden and Mullah Omar. But that's not the Afghanistan that I have in my head.
His mother told him about another country, more liberal and cosmopolitan.
My mom always talked about like Omar Sharif coming there and, you know, making his movies and how they would line up. And when he came and Vogue magazine would come and have their cover spread edition in the Afghan backdrop.
In a way, Carpet Weaver straddles these fractures as he tells the coming of age love story of two boys in a time of bombs. Sadat says it sometimes feels like he's writing upstream. All America knows about Afghanistan is Taliban, warlords, and dancing boys. He says that's perhaps a reason why he can't get a book deal in America.
Because I'm challenging the dominant imperial narrative that the United States has created about Afghanistan. That this is the land where all the men, the warlords, the Taliban, the Mujahideen, they basically rape boys. This is all what they do.
But he says another Afghanistan existed and still exists.
You know, I dedicate this book to my grandmother because she was a recipient of the modern education that King Amanullah Khan and Queen Soraya, promoted early on in the 1900s.
He says their education gave him the courage to be what he is openly. He hopes a younger Afghanistan will be a more liberal Afghanistan. Until then, he quips, if you want to offer your son or nephew for his hand, then tell them he wants a platinum ring on his finger, a Central Park wedding ceremony, and a Manhattan skyscraper and a rooftop reception afterward. But he's tweaking that plan.
That's going really good. But you know what? I may have to change Manhattan to Mumbai.
Well, actually, Mumbai could be even more expensive. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.